China is working hard to reshape the internet in a way you may not like. So says Council on Foreign Relations senior fellow Rob Kanaki. He says it's highly censored, state-controlled, and a platform for surveillance, and China is shopping it around to other countries.
Throughout Asia, throughout Africa, they're not only supplying the techniques and the technology to do that, they're also helping build out the next generation of networks that will provide data to those countries that will connect to the internet.
Kanaki wrote a report called Weaponizing Digital Trade, Creating a Digital Trade Zone to Promote Online Freedom and Cybersecurity. In it, he proposes the U.S. create that digital trade zone for digital goods and services. He describes it like NAFTA, but instead of automotive parts, it would be for things like the apps on your phone, computer programs, and the hardware those things run on.
We need to find a way to make the vision of an open and interoperable and secure and reliable global internet, much like the one that we've had for the last 20 years.
Kanaki says the U.S. has built and grown the internet with major players like Apple, Amazon, Facebook, and Netflix. All have a vision of an open internet. With increased ways to deal with cybercrime, espionage, and election interference, he says these digital goods can move freely. Both the Trump and a potential Biden administration are said to be interested. University of Cincinnati Political Science Department Chair Richard Harknett agrees with Kanaki's premise. He says the Chinese version of the internet is information control, while the U.S.'s is information dissemination.
What we are facing, if the West does not actually defend and promote the original structuring of the digital space, the likelihood that we're going to move toward one that's dominated by the Chinese model.
So how would the U.S. government set up a digital trade zone? Kanaki says it would take years, but right now it needs to be recruiting interested democratic nations like Canada, Mexico, countries in Europe, and fence sitters like Brazil and Indonesia. Kanaki says India has expressed a lot of interest in being part of the supply chain for digital goods and services for the democratic world.
As companies and countries look to replace China in their supply chain, and I think that's an opportunity that would be in India's interest, it would be in our interest, and I think that would be a major coup.
In the meantime, he says the U.S. needs to stop China from spreading malware, accessing telecommunications and electronic information through the back door, and stealing intellectual property. Some countries will see benefits in the Chinese internet model, according to UC professor Richard Harknett. He says you can control the flow of information and it's cheaper. Harknett says eventually one model will win out.
I don't believe necessarily that it's a splinter net per se, because I think one of these two models is actually going to come to dominate. And so if the United States and its allies understand that they're in a competition, and I think the U.S. has begun to understand that, and that it's a grand strategic competition, then promotion of an internet that at its core continues to be oriented towards information dissemination rather than control can still win out.
Harknett says the U.S. has gotten a wake-up call. Kanaki makes a number of recommendations for the U.S. government to create a digital trade zone. They include establishing a treaty organization, creating a shared tariff and sanctions policy, determining the funding, involving non-governmental stakeholders, and cleaning up the open web. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.